The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints Podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today's saint of the day is considered the second apostle of Germany, in that his life and work parallel that of Saint Boniface. Let's meet Saint Peter Canisius. Peter Canisius was born on May 8, 1521, in the Netherlands, at the start of the Protestant Reformation, an event that would shape the direction of his ministry for all of his 76 years. At 19, he received a master's degree from the University of Cologne, but rather than enter a life of secular pursuits, he joined the recently formed Jesuit order after meeting Peter Faber, the first disciple of Ignatius of Loyola. Peter was ordained a priest in 1546, and in 1547, he attended several sessions of the Council of Trent, a gathering called to address the Reformation sweeping across Europe. Ignatius then sent Peter on a mission to Germany, an assignment that would occupy the rest of his life. He tended to the sick and prisoners, as well as plague victims in Vienna, wrote catechisms that were used for over 300 years, and founded multiple universities and seminaries. He dealt kindly with both lapsed Catholics and Protestants, and as a result, helped revitalize the church in Austria, Bavaria, and Bohemia, reclaiming the region for the Catholic faith. He was perhaps best known as a powerful preacher, and people packed the churches where he spoke to hear his eloquent proclamation of the gospel. He wrote to his superiors once about his view of how best to reach the Protestants of the region, saying, quote, "It is plainly wrong to meet the non-Catholics with bitterness or to treat them with discourtesy. This is nothing else than the reverse of Christ's example. Rather, by wholehearted charity and goodwill, we may win them over to us in the Lord." End quote. After many fruitful decades of ministry, Peter died on December 21, 1597, and was canonized by Pope Pius XI on May 21, 1925, and declared a doctor of the church on the same day. He was deeply devoted to the Blessed Virgin, and is, along with St. Francis de Sales, the patron saint of the Catholic press, and with St. Boniface, the patron saint of Germany. In one of his final letters, he wrote, quote, "Lord, let my eyes take their sleep, but may my heart always keep watch for you. May your right hand bless your servants who love you." End quote. St. Peter Canisius, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.